From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Each morning we share the news here on WBHM, but this morning the news hits particularly close to home. Today is the last day at the station for WBHM's Janae Pierre. She's leaving to go to WNYC, the NPR station in New York. She'll host a new daily podcast for them. But before Janae left the building, WBHM's Andrew Yeager sat down to reflect with her about her time in Birmingham.
You came in 2018. What do you remember about that time?
So I came in the summer of 2018, and it was June. And I remember going to the Pepper Place Market. I'm coming from New Orleans, my hometown. And I'm like, dang, this is a pleasant summer day. You know, I don't have a back sweat. It was great. It was hot, but it was pleasant. So I was like, this is nice. And it kind of just set the tone, I believe, for my venture here in Birmingham.
Well, what are your favorite discoveries in Birmingham from your time here?
One of my favorite discoveries, a precious jewel, was Charlemagne Records in Five Points. It has closed. I believe that was in 2019.
Yeah. And we should say you collect vinyl records.
I do. Big music head. Love the oldies. Love that scratchy sound. And Charlemagne just had this vibe, like even going up the stairs and into its space, seeing all the records there and the box fan sitting on the table. You know, it just had this great vibe. Everybody there was so passionate about music, just as I was. And so that was my safe space. My second favorite place that helped me out on my dark days would be Red Lion, the bar in Homewood. Kind of helped me through, like I said, even sometimes when I was homesick or I was just going through family things or life things. Unfortunately, I'd sit at a bar and tell a stranger my problems. And of course, Vulcan Trail was also another one. When the bar wasn't open, I suppose.
Another way to get some mental health relief.
Yeah. But yeah, Vulcan Trail is also beautiful.
You're headed to WNYC. That's the public radio station in New York. What are you going to be doing there?
I'll be hosting a daily news podcast called Consider This. You may know the Consider This podcast that NPR has. In fact, this podcast is the same. This one is produced by WNYC and NPR. It's the first of its kind podcast that brings listeners a mix of local and national stories based on the listener's location. So NPR has teamed up with about a dozen NPR stations, their larger stations, to bring sort of a localized Consider This. And I'll be hosting that and giving people the news, all things New York.
Well, you're from New Orleans. You've been living in Birmingham. How do you feel about heading north from the Deep South?
I honestly love the cold.
Oh, really?
Yes, I love the cold. I've been sweating my entire life. I love the cold. I love winter fashion. So I'm looking forward to wearing turtlenecks and boots. I'm also fortunate to be around some family up there. Since Hurricane Katrina, my family's scattered, so I can go anywhere and find a cousin. So getting to know my cousins and their children now as well, looking forward to that.
What are your favorite memories of WBHM and Birmingham that you'll take with you?
So many memories. Oh, this was early on when I came to Birmingham. I was at Kelly Ingram Park just walking around, and I came across Sarah Collins Rudolph. She was just there, her and her husband. And for folks who don't know, Kelly Ingram Park is right across the street from the 16th Street Baptist Church, where Sarah and her sister and three other little girls, they were at that church, and four of the girls died, including Sarah's sister. But she was just there, and we talked, and I had no idea, you know, and that's Birmingham, you know, so it's just stuff like that. It's just like history is walking the streets of Birmingham, and it's amazing. As far as WBHM, man, there are so many great people. I talked about the staff here, but if you've ever worked with terrible people, you could attest that once you find great people to work with, it's kind of hard to let that go. And so that's why this has been like kind of emotional for me a bit, but I've gained some great friendships here and I hope to maintain those when I move to New York.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here at WBHN these last couple of years. We'll miss you too. Best of luck.
Thanks.
That was WBHM's Janae Pierre speaking with WBHM's Andrew Yeager. If you go to our website, WBHM.org, you can find some of Janae's favorite stories from her time in Birmingham.